personagem de Jesus.
Então,
everybody come to the street, please.
So the statement is that if someone asks too many questions, have many doubts. This is therefore a bad sign for a devotee. For doubting soul, there's no happiness in this world or the next.
Yes.
This is the statement. And first, that Prabhupada is like, actually, this whole Bhagavad Gita is based on doubts from Arjuna. He's asking so many questions. So actually, the whole Bhagavad Gita is
doubts are like demons. As long as they are not cleared, one should ask questions. This is the philosophy. Until and unless you are not completely convinced, you have right to ask questions. Because the spiritual master is very merciful. He said mercy is merciful. And he will answer it as long as you have any doubt. Okay, very good. Next, Guru. Rupa, you are right?
Yes.
Please, what is your... I am my own Guru. Yes. So, Ankit?
We are following the Shastra, and we can follow Shastra. The Shastra says, accept the Guru.
So, Shastra says, accept the Guru. So, if you are following Shastra, then Shastra says, accept the Guru. Why you are not accepting Guru? Yes? Even when the Supreme Lord appears in this world, just to state the example, he accepts the Guru. Krishna don't need to accept Sandipuni as a Guru. Ram does not accept, need to accept Vasishtha as a Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not need to accept Ishwarpuni as a Guru. But they accepted to state the example. So Shastra themselves say you go to the Guru, then what Shastra you are getting in this, you don't need a Guru. Good argument. And then Prabhupada said, only by books you can understand the absolute truth. Path of self-realization is difficult. You need somebody who can guide and who have already traversed that path. And common sense answer that you cannot buy a book from market and become doctor or engineer. You have to go to the bona fide university. So that, these are the logics you can defeat. Well, that's okay. But Shastra is a mother. If really you need the child is the power of Gyan, then you need father also. Spiritual master is a father and Shastra is a mother. Only mother said, I will give rise to the child. It's not possible. Is it good argument? Huh? What is it? Huh? Yes? Next group. Unless someone replies, who is this? Yes. It's absurd. Inquiries are absurd. Like if somebody asks me what is quantum mechanism, it's not my subject matter. Prabhupada, can you tell, say, how many items are in so and so chemistry? It's not a job. The government talk on the last, can you answer everything? You know everything? He say, I know what Krishna wants to be known. Wants me to know. The only what Krishna wants me to know, I know. It's not that I know everything. So, this absurd inquiry. This whole is like absurd inquiry. Its attitude is not good. It is challenging attitude. And challenging attitude will never receive transcendental knowledge. And what else? Yes, something? Yeah, it's not logical. This is something like what Prabhupada said, if you want to buy a knife, you must know some knife. If you give to God, then you will accept your God. That argument is useful for your topic. Do you know who is God? Then, any question you ask. So anyway, this is something I am lucky that I have Guru, I have nothing to do. Now I don't have to think whose topic is this. So what is the answer? What is missing in this? According to the verse, what is missing in this?
Service
is missing. No sevaya. There is no sevaya. No inquiry. No inclination.
You brought two points.
Yes.
We sort of analyze it. I mean, and we talked about that. If you take a mission to like a college, a prestigious college, that doesn't mean you have a degree. You get the admission and then you have to work for the degree. That was one point. And then
similarly, something with like, simply approaching a guru doesn't mean that you get the love of God. You have to work for it.
So inquiry and inquiry and service is missing in this statement. I have guru and Yama.
Every year to get your Krishna, and you are using
your name to save my drink. And then you have given spiritual knowledge. So you are just getting money and I am using your name to save my drink. So this type of guru and disciples are all over. It's very difficult to understand. So, disciple, initiation means in the beginning you have to read, realize, advance and please the spiritual master by service. So what is the next?
I have just one more comment. No. Sharing the message, just say we have to have faith in Jesus. Just having faith, there is what is done. Whatever they do, I mean, now there is anything, try to take over it. They won't do it. I mean, there is love, the Christ has made a name, there is all the time. But they do it, like I have proof,
Last one? What is your topic?
One for Korea. The first is the need to accept authority. In the prophet, he said that like, the Lord is our original spiritual master, and the person in the disciple succession can only come to the message of the Lord as it is for the true disciple.
Mm-hmm.
That is the need to accept authority.
To one side we will not be blindly following. It means we must understand, ask him and understand. But that asking should not be absurd or challenging. Inquiry should be there, but not challenging. Submissive. And there should be no blind following. It means we must know something about God, and then we can go to the spiritual Amas and ask about God. It's not that we don't know anything and then whatever He gives we accept. So, it's like when it comes to the Shastra knowledge. So, these two things are added. One needs to question when it comes to Shastra knowledge. Yes, Shastra is not easy to understand. So, there are always questions. The question should be asked with a humble inquiries. No challenging. No blind following. Blind following means no asking anything. Simply what is that? Sometimes it's like that army discipline. Army said you do it and you do it. You have not to ask why. But it's not blind following. You know this is the army rule. You have selected, you have trained like that. But you accepted yourself the service in the army to do like that. So similarly, you accept the spiritual master. And you study, you clear your doubt, and then you completely ask. Whatever he does, whatever he asks, you do it. That's not blind following. Blind following is primarily blindly following the person without knowing anything from him. Anyway, then that can be done on this. Next verse, let's read the verse 35. If we have this transcendental knowledge from authorized bona fide spiritual master, then what is the first benefit of the knowledge? Yajyatva na punar moham evam yajyasi pandava yena bhutani ase jani rakshase atmani atho mahi. Yajyatva, by this knowledge, punar moham, again you will not be put into illusion. So your illusion will be completely finished. Okay? And what is then what you will see? Well, then you will be having a realization. Yena bhutani aseshani. All. Aseshani means all. No stage. Nothing left. Everything. All the living entities are darshan. Like you can see them all in me. In other words, they are all my part and parcel. So by this knowledge, you can see how that you can enter my part and parcels. And then you will never be in union. Okay? So translation. Read translation.
Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are good, are but part of the supreme, or in other words, that they are many.
So in this, Prabhupada has some arguments to defeat the Mayavada philosophy. If all parts are coming from Supreme, then Supreme will lose its existence. Is it right? No. It's not like that orange, you take out each one a piece and then orange is finished. It's not like that. In a spiritual science, 1 plus 1 is equal to 1. And 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. Om Purnamada 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 Chete. This is the last line of the first para. Can you see? In the spiritual, in absolute. That absolute means that 1 plus 1 is equal to 1 and 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. Can you see this? Okay, now there's one line you read. The whole teaching of Bhagavad Gita, second para, man. In the second para, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, line 8. The whole teaching of Gita is targeted towards this and that, a living being, as Krishna's eternal servitor, cannot be separated from Krishna. And his sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is Maya. Can you see it? And what is the definition of Maya? See the first beginning of the paragraph. The sense of existence separate from Krishna is called, can you see this? Second, third line. Fourth line. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called Maya, which means this is not this. Now there's something for us to understand. The living entity, the separate part and parcel of the Lord, has purpose to fulfill. Having forgotten that purpose, since time immemorial, they are situated in different bodies of man, animal, demigods, etc. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of transcendental service to the Lord. But when one is engaged in transcendental service to Krishna consciousness, one becomes at once liberated from this illusion. Illusion means different bodies. Last part of the purport, there is a verse quoted from 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th chapter. What is actually liberation? What is liberation? This is the definition of liberation. Can you find that? Definition of liberation is Muktir Hitva Anyatha Rupam Svarupena Vastiti. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servant of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Okay, verse 36. So what is the advantage of transcendental knowledge? No more illusion. And the vision that everybody has part and parcel of Krishna. This vision that everybody is situated in Krishna. Now the different bodies are because of the forgetfulness of their constant position. So you will see all this clearly by this transcendental knowledge. Now this is another transcendental knowledge greatness. What is that? Api chetasi papebhya sarvebhya papa kritam sarvam jnan palve naiva vrindyabhrajanam samsarishyasi. Translation, read among.
Even if you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of misery.
Fire of knowledge, first line of the purport. Read first first line of the purpose? Perfect knowledge of the self and super self and their relationship is compared here into
five.
And then in the proper Prabhupada let's put four terms which are from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You have not done yet Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You have not started. It's part of your course. So this will come in your dead course. What type of Sindhu activities are generally? So there are many stages of reactions. Reaction and making, reaction qualifying, reaction already achieved, and reaction acquiring. These words are not here written, but in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu they are written. Bija, Puta, Pralbada, say when we do action, now, we have done some karma now. The fruit will be either still not mature, it may be mature, it is already mature, or we have tendency to commit more karma. So these are different karma and their reaction have different stages, like seed stage, fertilizing stage, full ripe stage. This we have a body because we have karma which have already ripened and we are, this is called pralabdha. Pralabdha means we are enjoying or suffering the results, mature results of our karma. So the statement given is like this. Those reaction of our past life's karma. Hare Krishna, the reactions of our past life karma, they are in the same part. When we get to the Krishna consciousness, when we get transcendental knowledge, there will be pride. And pride, seed cannot give any. No, pride seed, a roasted seed will not give sprouting, nothing. So like any reactions which are already in a process of development will all be destroyed by this jnana agni. Only pralabdha, because we have this body. So this body, as long as this body is there, we have to carry on. So this is pralabdha which will continue. But this can also change. So these are four technical words which in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu you will see the more detail of these words. Priority and first priority are consumed. Means those we are going to do in future, Kriyaman karma, Prabhupada karma, Kuta karma, Vita karma. There's a different version for this Bhakti Samad Sindhu.
I have a question. When you take initiation, all your past life
karma,
all of them are one.
That's what it means when you get transcendental knowledge. That initiation means you are in a process of getting transcendental knowledge. And then all the other karmas they will fall. Reaction to the karmas will fall. Only Prabhupada, if we have a body, that will continue. That can also change for both one say. Both pious and impious spectators. Now this is another glorification of the transcendental knowledge. Verse 34. Come on.
Nahi jnane nastha darsham pavitram iha vidyate tat soyam yoga samsiddha kale natmani jindati.
Translation.
In this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service. And when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he needs not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. So if when we practice Krishna consciousness in due course of time, we will have, this is in Kali Nama, Kali Tarni Vindate, in due course of time, all this peace and knowledge and everything will manifest, appear as a realization, or understanding, which is the realization. So usually in the beginning there are no realizations, but when we practice devotional service, we will get realizations. So realization will come in due course of time. Now, what are the qualities for a person to receive transcendental knowledge? Who can receive transcendental knowledge? The verse 39. Shardha vallabhate jnanam tatparah sanyatindriya jnanam labhva param shantim acharadivacchati. So, faithful get the Shardhavan. One is that two things are necessary for getting transcendental knowledge. One is Shardhavan, faithful. And number two is Sanyat Indriya, one who has control over these senses. And when such jnana is achieved by these two qualifications, then Shanti, quickly you will get the transcendental, long-lasting peace. How this faith is attained? In Prabhupada is writing very simple method. How can we have this faith? This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. What this will do? Which cleans our heart of all material dirt. And over and above this, one should control senses. Without delay, quickly. So faith, yes. Adav Shardha, first we must have faith. Then we go to Sadhu Sangha, then we go to the Sadhus. Then he will tell us Bhajan Kriya, they will give us chanting holy names. Then this holy name, that honors liberty, then that holy name will be in the heart.
So we have to have the initial faith.
Initial faith, Adav Shardha, yes. Adav Shardha, Atta Sadhu Sangha. This is what Rupa Goswami is giving these stages of clearing the advancement in the spiritual life.
And our initial faith
in devotional service means always under the guidance of a bona fide authority.
Faith,
there may be many different stages of faith. Here faith means faithful person who believes Brahmani and Krishna. This faith, here the expression of faith is Prabhupada. Such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be attained for a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. This one, and then one line is written. One is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by attaining Krishna consciousness, he can attain highest perfection. This is verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prabhupada is translated. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sadhrudha nischaya. You remember this verse? This is verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is somewhere in Bhagavad Gita it will come. It is a quotation. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sadhrudha nischaya. Faith means Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe. That he has a firm conviction. Krishna, by simply following Krishna consciousness, sarva, what is the full verse? Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sudhrudha nischaya. Krishna kahe karam sarva siddhi hoye.
Sarva karam
sarva karam kirta hai. Everything is done. Simply by having this full faith in Krishna, everything is there. There is no need to look anywhere else for anything. That's the definition of Shraddha. Yes?
I heard that some devotees are also to the master that they have only come to Baba Ashram, they don't do that. They like you, and the only thing you see in Baba Ashram, they don't do
that. That is right. The devotion only comes by a devotee. Is it? By a devotional service, bhakti. Bhakti janam haite bhakta sange. Ketana Mahaprabhu says, bhakti janam haite bhakta sange. If you get devotional service, it can only be done from a devotee. So by association of the devotee, you get devotional service. And by devotional service, you get faith in Krishna. By faith in Krishna, you chant Hare Krishna. And then it creates your heart further. Then you will have attachment to Krishna. Then you have full nishtha in Krishna. Then you will get taste and ruchi in Krishna. And then bhava and prema. So these are the stages Rupa Goswami has described.
So the initial faith comes from the initiation of devotee. Initial
hour,
initial
faith,
very beginning of the faith,
how does it happen? In the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking, Shraddha mayo ayam purushah. This man is made up of Shraddha. Shraddha mayo ayam purushah. This living entity has Shraddha inbuilt in it. You have Shraddha, the child has Shraddha in a father that he will feed me. Wife has Shraddha that my husband will feed me. We have a Shraddha in the train, we sleep, the train will take us to the destination, we never change the driver. We have Shraddha natural inbuilt in us. But when this Shraddha is in Krishna, then is the qualification of knowledge. Shraddha is always there. We have Shraddha on so many things. All the business we do on faith. Everything in this world, everybody has a faith. And then, so Shraddha, the word Krishna said, Shraddha mayo ayam purushah. This man, Shraddha mayo means, if there is a sabzi and there is only salt, then you can't. Salt my sabzi. No, sabzi is nothing but only salt. So man is made up of faith only. I think this is chapter 17 and verse must be 3 or 2nd chapter 17. Sattva Rupa Sarvada Shraddha Mayo Ayam Purushah Yosha Shraddha Saeva. Whatever the type of faith he has, then he is Sattvagun Rajagun Artangun. So Shraddha Mayo.
What in connection between this Shraddha Mayo and this Sarvada? That is the question. the level of Nishtha, Krishna Bhakti Prajasthana Parvashutaha, of saying, asking about initial Swartha, what is the concept of Dekshya?
That Shraddha is inbuilt in everybody, according to the three modes of material nature. When that Shraddha is in goodness, then you will have a sadhu sangha. When the Shraddha is mode of passion, then you have a businessman or persons who are, this is what the 17th chapter 4 is, faith of three types of faith. That the verse is there, Shraddha are different according to different guna. The name of the 17th chapter is Trivibhag, Shraddha Trivibhag Yoga. There Shraddha is excellent clear. So Adho Shraddha means at least the Shraddha which is the mode of goodness, that we have a pious disposition and we go to the temple and then devotee note us and then by mercy he approaches and initiates us in his spiritual practices. Ultimately it is devotee's mercy. But he picks up when you go to the temple, then the devotee will see you. Then he out of mercy talks to you and then your association will start. So first you have to go to the temple, that is your Shraddha. Our devotee approaches you in the street. If you are pious, then you take book. How many people you go for book decision? Out of 10, only one pious. You know, so that they have a little Shraddha. So there is influence according to the different three modes of material nature. That's the subject matter of 17th chapter. So, who is disqualified for getting this transcendental knowledge? There are three disqualifications, and which is the most severe of the three? That is the verse 40. Agnyas chachar dhan. Come on. Agnyas chachar dhan asya sanchatana shati na yam lokvasti na paro na sukham sanchatmana. So number one is agnyas means ignorant, fool. Number two is Shardadhana, Ashardadhana, who has no faith. So ignorant, faithless, and third is doubter, one who has doubts, Sanshya Atma. So these three, for them it is difficult to get the transcendental knowledge. Okay, yeah?
Doubt are
there
and doubt expressed in
terms of in this verse, you see, this doubts, what is doubts means here, let us read it proper, this will be clear. So, first sentence of the purport says, who is ignorant? What is the definition of ignorance? Purport, first sentence. There are many authoritative books and Bhagavad Gita is the best of them. There are persons, almost like anyone, have no faith in or knowledge of the standard to be respected. They are ignorant. Number two, and some, even though they have knowledge of and can cite passages from revealed scriptures, have actually no faith in these words. They are Ashardadhana. Like all the professors, they teach all the Shastra, but they have no faith in the Shastra. They don't have a faith in the Shastra, but they know Shastra. They can quote Shastra, but they have no faith in the Shastra. So many people speak about Bhagavad Gita, but they don't believe in Krishna. So many people speak Bhagavatam, but they don't believe in Krishna. So they are ashram, they cannot get transcendental knowledge about Krishna. Now the number third. And even though others may have faith in scripture like Bhagavad Gita, they do not believe in the worship of personality of God and Krishna. They preach to Bhagavad Gita, but they don't believe in Krishna. Such a person cannot have any standing in Krishna consciousness. They fall down. Sanchi Atma out of three is actually have no happiness here, in other words. Now let's see what is this is from Sarandar Antomi commentary on this Bhujan Prabhu's understanding. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur differentiate between the faithless and doubters. There are faithless and there are doubters. He explained that Krishna has mentioned three classes of people who fail to receive transcendental knowledge. The ignorant, agya. The faithless, ashravadhana. And the doubters, sankshatma. The agya is foolish like animal. The ashravadhana has a knowledge of the shastra. But having seen the mutual disagreement of opponents of the various theories, he has no trust in any of them. Although the Sanchi Atma has faith, he is swayed by the doubt. I don't know whether this process will be effective in my case. Well, I am chanting Hare Krishna. Really, I will get something from this. Or I should chant Mahamrityunjaya mantra for my disease. The people sometimes are like, I am chanting Hare Krishna, is it okay? Or somebody said, I should chant Mahamrityunjaya, and that will help me to cure my disease. It means there is no faith. He has a doubt that Hare Krishna is everything. He has still doubt. Something like that. That's what he says. Now, next line. Doubters have some faith, but they nevertheless doubt that following Shastra will truly award results. They just follow, but without full faith, hope and optimism. Such doubters achieve happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Even fool attains some material happiness, doubter attains none. That is the Chakravarti part speaking. Okay? So, we have last two verses to read, and this is something you reflect in yourself. Peer means who is next to you is your partner. Share with your partner following. What give you faith in a scripture and process of Krishna consciousness? What give you faith in a scripture and process of Krishna consciousness? What doubts, if any, do you have regarding the scripture and process of devotional service? What steps are you taking to overcome these doubts? So you make prayers, means who is next to you is your partner, and you have to discuss among yourself this thing. Okay? Okay, no problem. Yes? But this is topic for you, but our time is over, 1 o'clock. But you after eating, you discuss this. So you keep in mind. And when you come back, we will talk this and two verses will finish and start chapter 5. Okay, Hare Krishna. So see what you have to discuss. What gives you faith in scripture and process of Krishna consciousness?